Run your fastest race with Nike Zoom Structure 19.
Thank you for downloading this special Runner's World podcast, brought to you by Nike, official sponsors of the Old Mutual Soweto Marathon. In this four-part series, we will tackle the final month of training, how to eat right in the build-up and on race day tips to guarantee a finish, and mental strategies to motivate you through the wall. We speak to Runner's World coach Lindsay Parry, who advises many of South Africa's leading ultra-distance runners. Parry spoke to us from the High Performance Center in Pretoria via Skype. In this first episode, we tackle the crucial final weeks of your marathon training. Can you describe the Soweto Marathon for people who are going to be running it for the first time, what they can expect?
It's a pretty cool marathon through one of our very historical townships. Quite a lot of history. They take you through quite a few historical spots. I guess from a pure running point of view, the things to consider are that it's extremely traffic congested. It's difficult to get to the start on time, so make sure that you get there nice and early so that you can get into the start pens without being too stressed out. It's run at an extremely hot time of the year for up on the Highveld. So you do have some adverse weather conditions. And despite the new route, it really is not an easy marathon to run. So it's an awesome race, one I strongly encourage all South Africans to do at least once in their career. But don't come expecting a fast, easy marathon. Conditions are tough and the route is tough.
It's about 3 weeks to race day. Where should runners be at this point?
By now, you're hopefully at a pretty good fitness level. You've put in some decent training. The previous 8 or so weeks should have gone quite nicely, consistently. You know, in terms of what mileage you should be doing, that's a little bit harder to answer depending on your goals and things. But you want to be doing somewhere between 40-50 Ks a week on the very low end of the training spectrum, all the way up to 110, 20, 30, depending on, you know, just how quickly you're planning on running this race. But at this point in time now, you're just about ready to run an actual marathon. You're starting to go into a little bit of tapering, cutting back slightly on the mileage so that you can line up fresh on race day.
And what would be some of the common mistakes that you've seen runners making at this point?
So from here on in, people that have had maybe injuries or started their training a little bit late or had put in too much training in the last 3 weeks, and you can make very little improvements on your fitness in these final 3 weeks. So in particular, in the last kind of 10 days. So if you are one of those late starters, then perhaps this weekend coming, you could still look at doing a fairly longish run of 2-2.5 hours. But that is one of the big mistakes. People do too much in those last 3 weeks. And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, because they've just heard the coach saying, you know, it's taper time and take it easy the next 3 weeks, a lot of people will then go and do basically nothing. And they go completely to the opposite end of the spectrum and do too little. So it is a gradual cutting back from now until the last week has very little running to really allow you to freshen up. And then, of course, the golden rule of any race, whether you're doing a 10, a 21, something like the Comrades or the Soweto Marathon, is nothing new in the lead into the race. So, you know, stick to the things you know. That means food, clothing, your shoes, your nutrition strategy on race day, nothing new.
Have you got any tips on how to survive hills?
So one of the things that people really don't like doing is walking during running races. But there's just so much great research out there. And then we've got a classic example now of Caroline Wassman, who actually won Comrades on this tactic, is use short walk breaks to get yourself up those hills. I mean, of course, in training, you can work on hills and do hill repeats and prepare yourself and make you stronger on hills. But, you know, we're not going to do that now in the last 3 weeks. Now we're going to make do with what we've got. And the best thing for you to do is to employ a walk-run strategy. So on the hills, you would perhaps run 2 lampposts, walk 1, or something along those lines. But you will be very surprised at how swiftly you get to the top of the hills and how good you feel when you get to the top, which means that on the rest of the race, you're able to run so much better.
Thank you for listening to the special Runner's World podcast, brought to you by Nike, the official sponsor of the Old Mutual Soweto Marathon. You can get more advice by following Lindsay on Twitter on @AskCoachParry. That's P-A-R-R-Y. In our second episode, we tackle how to eat right in the build-up and on race day.